of Proverbs chapter 6 verse 31. Proverbs 6 31. Yes. Proverbs 6 31 said, if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Please, I don't know who can get me NLT or Amplified version. Shada Baragada. You can get me NLT. Yes.
Of his house, if necessary to meet his fine.
Thank you, Jesus. I like another verse. He said, if a thief is found, or if a thief is caught, he shall be made to restore sevenfold of what he has stolen. By way of chances, or by way of your carelessness at some time, whatever has slipped away from your hands, I decree upon the grace that's upon this altar that is faithful to the name we call, which is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If there's anything that I've been withholding from you for longer, if there's anything that I've taken away from you by your own knowing, I decree today, let the hand that does valiantly release them unto you in the name of Jesus. Release them unto you in the name of Jesus. Release them unto you in the name of Jesus. Because you are God's own. You are the apple of God's eyes. I want to assure you today, you are the apple of God's eye. No matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what you are seeing, even you are feeling it, remember, you are the apple of God's eye. And God cannot watch and you be wasting away. No, it is a lie. So therefore, I stand upon the grace that is available in the house this morning. Whatever is around you, within you, that has been working against you, today, they give way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It goes to a time, David, he asked God, I think it's Psalm, it's 1 Samuel, give it to me, 1 Samuel 30, verse 8. Yes, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Today, the voice of the Lord is coming to you. Woman, sister, brother, uncle, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. In the name of Jesus. Full recovery is your portion in the name of Jesus. Full recovery is your portion in the name of Jesus. Full recovery is your portion in the name of Jesus. Hear me and hear God. Rekapazo prande lekosa ikaparoda. Someone is here. They don't know you with what you're passing through. They don't know you with that thing you are groiling about in your heart. But by what the Lord will do, you will come forth for a testimony that cannot be hidden. And people will celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. I declare upon you double recovery for your pain, double recovery for your trouble, double recovery for your delay, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for someone in the house this morning. Anything like cobwebs from the pit of hell, demonic cobweb that manifests in the physical are things that scatter your plan. In those days, when the disciples, they slept and they woke up. Suddenly, they saw tears. He said, "What is this?" The master said, "The enemy has done this. Whatever the I come again with the weight of the grace of God in the house today. Whatever you suddenly woke up and you see it happening today, we roll them away in the name of Jesus. By the fire that burneth to ashes, we roll them away in the name of Jesus." Because what my Bible tells me is that Egyptians are not gods in your life. Whatever that stand as Egyptian, whatever you suddenly woke up and you see them happening today, with the fire of Holy Ghost that burned to ashes, we roll them away in the name of Jesus. We roll them away in the name of Jesus. Your time has come. 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 Clap your hands and jubilate. Jump to your feet. Shout out, "My time has come." Declare, say, "My time has come. My time has come." Cornerstone Fountain Church, your time has come. Your time has come. Amen. On this day, it's not about number, but we will remember this day and say, "There was the day." Everything doesn't look like, but in the spirit realm, the Lord changed situations. And here we are, testimony galore. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. One more time. I declare your time has come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Open your heart and say, "I receive it.
I receive it.
I receive it. I receive it upon my life." And it begins to happen in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you clap your hands, join me as I welcome our Father in the Lord to a pulpit in the name of Jesus. Come on, damn those hands for God. Damn those hands for God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's lift up the roof with a shout of hallelujah. Your time has come. Your time has come. Anything that is blocking your view, anything that is making you unclean for your time to manifest, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Your time has come. Your time has come in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray. I came here to make a declaration about your cleansing. God will clean you up today. In fact, we are going to pray a prayer of cleansing for the next 2 weeks. And for those who can join us every evening, we'll be going into the new center. Whether two or three of us, if we can meet just for 30 minutes to pray. 6:30, let's say 7 to 7:30. Just except Thursday. We just get there, we pray. We are going to cleanse the evil water. We are going to cleanse the evil. But today we want to cleanse your life. I want us to pray and cleanse our life. In Jeremiah 33:8, I'm not here to preach. I landed from Dallas just about an hour ago. Hallelujah. But one thing I hate in life is on Sunday not to be in church. Hallelujah. It's not to preach, it's to be in church. Hallelujah. And I was to fly through New York. My flight was delayed. I rebooked. And because I rebooked, I only came with my handkerchief. I checked my luggage. My luggage will not come until tomorrow. That's irrelevant. I was just so glad that I can get a direct flight to come in. He says, I will cleanse them from all what? I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquity. Even when you have sinned, even when you have messed up, he said, I will cleanse and I will pardon their iniquity. Who is waiting for pardoning today like me? Who is looking for pardoning like me today? He said, I will pardon their iniquity. He said, whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. God is saying, I don't care what has gone wrong. I want to cleanse you. I'm praying for spiritual cleansing, physical cleansing, material cleansing, home cleansing, altar cleansing, that every altar that is speaking in your life that is not of God will be silenced today in the name of Jesus. I want somebody to say, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, I believe your word. Cleanse me of all my iniquity. I believe your word. Cleanse me of all my righteousness. I believe your word. Cleanse my life. All evil water, let them be out. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Ask God to cleanse you this morning. Ask heaven 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 to cleanse you this morning. Just talk to him. Just like the prodigal son. He said, I will return back to my father. I will say, my father, I am not worthy. But here God is saying, I will cleanse you. Just talk to him this morning. Talk to him this morning. Cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. Cleanse me of all my iniquity. Cleanse me of all my uncleanness. Just pray to God this morning. Talk to him. Talk to him. Cleanse me, Lord, this morning. Clean, oh God, every rubbish in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. I want somebody to pray this morning. You see, at times, you will eat something you'll be eating regularly. All of a sudden, you'll be purging. If you have not changed your diet, a doctor friend said to me, if you have not changed your diet and you start purging, don't stop the purging. You understand? You are eating what you are eating, you start purging. He said, let it cleanse. Let it cleanse your system. Something will happen sporadically in the life of somebody. God will purge your life of all evil men. God will purge away all the wicked men. God will purge away all wickedness in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, before the next 7 days, you will know God has visited you this morning. Within the next 7 days, you will know God has purged you of all evil this morning in the name of Jesus. I want us to cry to God. Every altar that is not of God in my life, be cleansed. Let me explain this. Let me say something. The conference I went to, I met Apostle, I met there, and there's this pastor in Nigeria, something Emmanuel. Femi Emmanuel was there, and another Emmanuel who speak on relationship and leadership. We sat there and we were talking. As we were talking, and Apostle Ahmed said something. He said, there are some of us believe, but we still empower the gods in our family. He was given a revelation of himself and his father. His father is a pastor. The church where he's preaching is his father's church. But the influence, the money he has, his father doesn't have it. He said, I break out of all family issues. He said, in their family house, Nobody eats snail. The best meat. He said his father still refused to eat it today. He said, and today we buy it in bulk, he will sit down and go chop ham. He said he saw it in Revelation and he told his dad, eat this thing. The moment you don't eat it, you empower the God in our father's house. The father refused. He's still tongue speaking. He does deliverance. But the limitation remains. Somebody, you are going to pray. Please listen. This is for another day. We are going to deep. Please listen. Lord, cleanse me of all evil waters. Sister Aga, there are some things you are doing that you cannot explain why you are not doing it. It's because mom told you. Mom does to do this, have to do it. And you are doing it. To you, it's not a sin. Am I right? This is how mom, I've given an example of what they fry egg. Grandmother fry egg, children, the fourth generation, and they put milk. Why do you put milk? They don't know. There are so many of us who are practicing the gods of our father's house, the gods of our native land, unknowingly. This is the tradition in our family. This is the tradition of how we do it. And we just do it. Pastor, you understand what I'm saying? We just do it. It's just natural. You will not just touch some food. You will not do something. Some of you, if you are pregnant now, you will still put pain by your clothes. They just came baby on board. So what they are trying to do is just to put the pain in it. But you are still doing this. Do we get what I'm saying? Do we agree with me today? There are things we do to amplify. We are going to cleanse ourselves. Listen, it's easier to cleanse the altar when we can cleanse ourselves. One of the tragic things we did for coming here to this building, to this compound, we never did any prayer work. And you just were with me when we move in. We just carry our bag, arrange, do. This one is different. If you can pray, do we say 7:30 or 7? Let's do 7:30. Just come there. We just go around the hall and just pray. We finish praying, we go. Let's sanitize. But before you sanitize your life today. I see breakthrough coming. Yeah. Freedom is a continuous battle, brother Ake. Freedom is a continuous battle. You battle to marry, you battle to have children, you battle to keep the children, you battle to keep the marriage. Life, freedom is a continuous battle. It doesn't stop. The musician Nigerian said, while I know they do what? Problem, no, they finish. Make you no grief for any while like this year. No grief for any so you let down this year. Don't allow anything to take you out of your luxury zone, no. Listen, when things are tough, Pastor, it's because there's something becoming to it. If it comes easy, there's nothing in it. Anything you walk into, and it's easy. You get the job, it's easy. You go there, everybody's laughing at you. It will not last. If it lasts, you will not know how you spend the money you earn from it. You will see marriages that has a bit of delay, a little bit of stumbling, so the children from there, high flyers. Because God already cooked those kids. God is cooking somebody here this morning. We are going to pray, Lord, every evil practices I'm engaged in, knowingly or unknowingly, every evil practices are being involved. Oh God, cleanse me this morning. Say with me, my Father, my father, every evil practices that I've been involved in, every evil things that I am doing unknowingly, every evil things that they practice in my father's house, and I don't see anything wrong in it, but you, God, you see it as wrong. Oh God, my father, cleanse me completely this morning. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ask God to cleanse you. Ask God to cleanse you this morning. Ask God to cleanse you this morning. Ask God to cleanse you this morning. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. In the book of Job 37, 21, that's what I will use. We pray and then we go. Let's say, there's an environment that you cannot afford to be. Hallelujah. Environment. You know, I wish people who have been long with me understand what altar sanctify. Eh? You will not joke with church. Because listen to me. Sister Bimpe, when you leave church, there's something you carry. By the corporate anointing, there's something that rub on you. Pastor Apostle Olumide Emmanuel. He said, where we sat down talking, he said, even if they ask me to sit by the gate, he said, every year I will not miss this conference. It was all of them their first time. And that was my fifth or sixth time. I said, from the very first day I got there, they treat us like kids. So, where is big men? Because all these pastors I mentioned, they are big guys. So, with security in Nigeria. They put us at the back. There are five levels or four levels. We are number four level. And they don't care where you come from. It's a conference of 25,000, 27,000 people. Pastors and leaders in the world, not church members. So who are you? I was telling somebody, you pay no water, self. They won't give you water. Somebody cried to God. He said, now, when men see not the bright light, brother, okay. When you don't see the bright light, which is in the cloud. Am I talking to the pastor? So the bright light is there, but there's a cloud that covers it. The career is there, but there's a cloud that covers it. The money is there, but there's a cloud that covers it. What you are looking is there, but there's a cloud. He said, but the wind passed and cleansed them. The wind passed and the glory shone. The wind passed and the money came out. The wind passed and the job showed up. The wind passed and the paper came out. But there was a cloud that needed to be cleansed. Somebody, you are going to pray. This is the last prayer point. I'm going to leave you for 2-3 minutes. You are going to cry to heaven. Every cloud covering my bright light. You know, he didn't say there's no light, oh, but you see reku light. But the bright light has been covered by the cloud. Let the cloud move now, oh God. Let the cloud move away, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my father, my father, my father, my father, every cloud blocking my bright light, let him move this morning. Let him move right now. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every cloud that is blocking my bright light, every cloud blocking my bright light, let it move right now. Let it disperse right now. Every cloud blocking my marriage, let it move right now. Every cloud blocking my career, the brightness of my career, let it move right now. Every cloud blocking my family, let it move right now. Hey, move right now. Every cloud. Every cloud move away right now. Move right now. Every wicked cloud move right now. Libre tundayagado. Libre de gede gede. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands, make sure your hands touch your navel. I didn't say remove your clothes, just put it on top of it that you know. You can, your navel can feel it. Navel is the connection with your father's house, Abi. Huh? Everything, even we collect from our father and mother, is from this navel. You are going to say, Lord, as I touch my navel, let your power flow through it. Let your power cleanse me of every evil of my father's house, of every evil of my mother's house, of every evil of the blood from my father's house. Open your mouth, just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that God will cleanse you. It will cleanse your generation. It will cleanse your home. It will cleanse your children of every blood, of every evil covenant. Cleanse me, Lord. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Make sure you touch somebody as I pray. Make sure your aunt connect to somebody. Everybody, make sure you are not alone. Eli kuntu braka shugada, batitumba likuku bagada, etuba lokoto gagada, lembrento koshotegede lebrakati legada. As our hands are connected, as our mind and our spirit are connected, every power fighting us, let it be cleansed away today in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleansed away today in the name of Jesus. Anything connected with anybody in this assembly, because of corporate anointing, because of the joining of hands, let it dispatch today in the name of Jesus. Evil cloud move away. Evil cloud move away. Evil cloud move away. Oh God, let your wind pass by and remove evil cloud in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body is out. Every sickness is out. Body pain is out. Backache is out. Hormonal imbalance is out. Hormonal imbalance is out. Diabetes get out. Heart problem out. Migraine out. Every problem out. Toothache out. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, there is something in the air for somebody. I release it to them. I speak to the east. I speak to the west. I speak to the north. I speak to the south. Everything that belongs to you, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive that open door right now in the name of Jesus. Receive what you are looking for in the name of Jesus. That woman with the issue of blood, he said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. As our hand touched together, the Holy Spirit is touching us as well. The heavenly host is touching us. And you are being made whole right now. You are being made whole right now. That sickness will not grow in your body. It will die to its root. It will die to its root. It will die to its root. That problem disappear right now. That problem disappear right now. Receive your total freedom. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to give you, I'm a bearer of good news. I'm a bearer of good news. Let's say, before we see face to face next Sunday, you will have your own good news. You will have your own good news. Like Mama said during the